Let's do this.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
I absolutely do think it's time. So Jennifer Lopez gave her first performance since filing for divorce from Ben Affleck and canceling her This Is Me Now tour earlier this year. She performed a medley of her biggest hits during Ellie Saab's 45th anniversary fashion show in Saudi Arabia. Check it out.
And I spent so many nights just thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along.
Yeah, it seemed like she was singing live, but I don't know if I can tell that or not. Ryan Reynolds was being interviewed about his new movie and confirmed that Taylor Swift is the godmother of his daughters.
Taylor Swift praises Hugh Jackman in support of Deadpool and Wolverine and playfully trolls Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. That is kind of it. Yeah, she's the godparent to my daughters. And uh-huh. And Hugh Jackman is in fact Australian, even though that's not in the title. It should be.
You could probably quantify a box office based on Taylor just doing something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
I love it.
Complimenting you will boost your movie, according to Swifties. By the way, Swifties have already attacked the Taylor Swift holiday collection that includes a table runner with the tolerated lyrics, lay the table with the fancy blank. There's also a gemstone ring that Swifties think is a hint at her next Taylor's version release. Pamela Anderson plays an aging Las Vegas dancer in a movie called The Last Showgirl, and there's talk her performance could win her some award nominations.
Places, please.
For the final performance of the Razzle Dazzle.
I mean, Las Vegas used to treat us like movie stars. Costumes. Sets. We were ambassadors for style and grace. The Las Vegas Showgirl.
Yeah. It's in theaters nationwide January 10th. Limited release around December the 13th. She's in her no makeup era, and I'm here for it. Sophia Richie's being blasted for admitting that her 5-month-old daughter already has a cell phone. What? Savannah Guthrie announced her new co-host on the Today Show starting in 2025. This person will be replacing Hoda Kotb.
We are so excited about the news in our Today family. And that is the person sitting right next to me, our dear friend and talented, wonderful, hardworking, most worthy of this. Craig Melvin is the new anchor of the Today Show.
Woo! Yeah. Hoda confirmed her final day will be January 10th of next year. The special Josh Groban and Friends Go Home for the Holidays will air December 20th on CBS. And Mike Tyson slapped Jake Paul at their weigh-in yesterday. Jake actually seemed pretty psyched about it. But during an interview with a 13-year-old journalist, Tyson gave this weird and kind of blunt answer about his legacy.
So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
That is the most depressing thing I've ever heard. The kid was gracious and thanked him, but wow. Just wow. Netflix released a teaser trailer for Back in Action starring Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz, the one they were filming when he had that medical emergency. It's about some former CIA agents turned parents and pulled back into espionage when their cover is compromised. It premieres January 17th on Netflix. And a dirt alert. No! A Kardashian alert. So Kim Kardashian discussed on, I don't know, somebody's podcast or something, the challenges of raising her 4 kids alone following the divorce from Kanye.
There is always a lot of judgment, or people always will jump to the, oh, but you have the resources to have nannies and to have help. And no matter what kind of help I have, basically raising 4 kids by myself here is, you know,
insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how many nannies you have. at bedtime, your kids want you. They want you. They want to tell you all their stuff. They want to be with you every second of the day. It's why people always post videos about how their child is talking to them underneath the bathroom door. Yeah. All right, that's the Kardashian alert, and it's all part of the Daily Dust here on Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except, yeah, you're welcome.